After 2 days underground, the subjects are finally released.
How's it feel to be out?
Fantastic. Really fantastic. God, I think he'll see this for a while. Emotional. God, it's a light. Lovely day, isn't it? Beautiful. So beautiful.
How's it feel to be out?
Unbelievable. God, I never thought a nuclear bunker would look so beautiful. It's actually amazing. Is that all the flowers? I didn't, when we arrived, I saw all the ugliness, and now I'm seeing all the... I'm hearing the birds, I'm seeing the clouds, and the green and the yellow, the buttercups. 2 days is actually an incredibly long time to not see any sunlight, isn't it? It's the longest in my life I've ever gone.
That's great.
Our volunteers were in a sensory deprivation environment for 48 hours and being treated humanely. And if they can have quite marked effects on their memory and concentration, it gives us a great insight into what can happen to people kept in solitary confinement over possibly many months or even years.
4 decades after the last examination of sensory deprivation, these findings suggest just how fragile the human mind can be when confronted with the simple reality of being left truly alone.